Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Listen after the podcast for more information about TPC DeQuincy.
Amen. Cammie told me that she had something that she wanted to say. I'm going to let you be seated. And Cammie, do you want this mic? You can stand there. Here you go. Here you go.
Okay, I was putting the groceries in my vehicle at a Walmart that I don't ever go to or rarely go to. And this man kind of popped up behind me, and it kind of scared me at first. And you could tell he was probably homeless. And he asked for a couple dollars, and I don't give money to him. I'm sorry. I said, no, sir, I don't have any. And he started to walk off, and he goes, what church do you go to? I said, I go to DeQuincy. I said, I go to Brother Nealon's. He said, you go to church with, and I'm not going to say, and I know his family. And he goes, so I said, I know your sister. I know your parents. And he just looked at me. I said, look, I said, I will buy you something to eat. I said, if you head on to Taco Bell, I'll meet you over there. So I continued to put the groceries in the vehicle, and he took off immediately over there. So when I finished, I headed over there, and I met him, and he was waiting at the end of the drive-thru. And I said, look, go meet me right over there, and I could park, and I can give it to you. So I gave it to him, and I told him, I said, look, you know, he was appreciative, and I said, you come from a long legacy line. I said, he looked at me, and he says, yes, ma'am, I know. He said, He said, and I'm messing it up. I said, I didn't say that. He said, I did. I said, well, you know what? God, you have a chance to get things right with God. So I want y'all to pray for this man. I don't even know his first name. I'm not going to say his family. Every one of us knows his family. I said, but I just want you to pray for him. I'm going to call him Sonny because he's the son of God. And one day his days will be bright again. So I want y'all to help me pray for this. But that's God gravity. You never know where you're supposed to be. But don't, I mean, he could have scared you. And at first I was shaking. And then I was like, no, you know, this could be the person I'm supposed to speak to today. You never know. So just be open to whoever Amen. You meet.
Thank you. Thank you. That's good. If you have your Bibles, you can just remain seated. I'd like for you to turn to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3. And that's going to be the text from which we'll take this morning's lesson. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3. Look at verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Another translation said there was no open vision. That's what I want to talk to you about this morning. I want to talk from this passage on this subject, one voice. One voice. Have you ever considered how many voices there are speaking to you every day? You have the voice of your family. You have the voice of your friends. You have the voice of your coworkers, and you interact with all of them many times daily. But every day there are other voices that we hear, the voice of television, the voice of social media, the voice of the news media, the voice of Hollywood. You hear the voice of newspaper and Twitter and Facebook, and the list just goes on. As Christians, though, one of the most important questions that I can ask you this morning is this: am I hearing the voice of God? I want you to ask yourself that question. Am I hearing the voice of God? In the Old Testament, God just spoke to a select few people. God would speak to a man like Moses and give him the Ten Commandments and the law and the plan for the tabernacle. He would speak to a man like David and give him the Psalms. He would speak to a prophet like Elijah and give him words that would foretell future events. But God didn't just speak to anyone, and he didn't just speak often. But there was a young boy, and his name was Samuel. And here's the story. Samuel was just a lad when his mother and father brought him to the temple. And when he got of age, they brought him to this temple so that they could, so to speak, lend him to the Lord. And they left him in the hands of a priest named Eli so that Eli could begin to train Samuel in the work of the Lord. So Samuel was sleeping one night, and the voice of the Lord came to Samuel and it called him. But he's just a young lad. He had never heard the voice of God, so he didn't know whose voice it was. So he gets up and he runs into the room of Eli and he said, "Here I am." And Eli, the priest, looked and he said, I didn't call you. Go lie down." So he goes and lays down, and again this voice speaks. Samuel gets up again and he runs into Eli's room and says, "Here I am." And Eli said, I didn't call you. Go lay down." This happens three times. And on the third time, Eli gets it. Perhaps this is God speaking. And Samuel comes back in and he says, "Samuel," he said, "listen," he said, "if you hear the voice again, this is what you say." This is verse 9 of chapter 3. "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." Samuel goes and he lays back down, and that voice comes again. And then this is when Samuel says, "Speak, Lord, your servant heareth." And brothers and sisters, when Samuel heard that voice, it was from that time on, after he heard the voice of God and God spoke to him and told him what he was going to do to Eli and to Hophni and Phinehas, which was Eli's sons. God gave him specific direction on what he was about to do. It was the voice of the Lord that day that took him from just a little protege wanting to be a priest, and it confirmed him and established him as a budding prophet. The scripture says that many times Samuel would hear the voice of God, and he would tell that voice to the people, and none of Samuel's words fell to the ground because God was always confirming his word through his prophet Samuel. See, God wants to speak to us. He wants to speak to you. This is not Old Testament any longer. He's just not speaking to men like Moses and David and the prophets. He wants to speak to every one of you, and the way he can do that is when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You no longer have Christ around you. You now have Christ in you. And that voice of the Spirit can lead you. It can guide you. See, God doesn't just speak through his audible voice. God also speaks through his scripture. If you want to get a new script for your life, then go to scripture. And scripture, God uses it to speak to every one of us, to give us a new script so that we can start speaking differently to ourselves. He speaks through his word. He speaks through dreams. Have you ever had a dream and knew it was from the Lord? He speaks through open doors, and God opens a door. And you know, man, my boss didn't do this. My mama didn't do this. My pastor didn't do this. God opened a door for me. He speaks through open doors. He'll speak through people. God will use people to speak to you. God is a speaking God. He started speaking in Genesis. He was still speaking in Revelation. And He still is speaking to people that will hear the voice of the Lord today. Can I get a witness? You say, well, Pastor, why do I want to hear the voice of God? Why would I even want to hear His voice? Here's one of the reasons why you would want to hear it. Because His voice is love. His voice, if you hear the voice of condemnation, that's not God's voice. No matter how bad you've done it, no matter what you've done, you could have messed up big time tomorrow, yesterday, and God's not going to condemn you for what you did. He's going to convict you. Because He loves you. Even when you and I were sinners, Christ died for us. The reason why you want to hear His voice is because there are so many negative voices out that are speaking negativity into our spirit. We need to hear the voice of God because it's the voice of love. No matter what you did, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, I want you to know I love you. God loves you. You need to hear that voice. Why do I want to hear the voice of God? Because His voice is wisdom. When Solomon heard the voice of God, he got wisdom that had never been known since the foundation of the earth. It was the wisdom of God speaking to His servant Solomon. And God made Solomon the wisest man who had ever lived, but it was the wisdom of God. The reason why you want to hear the voice of God is because His voice is joy. When God tells you something, it may be to discipline you, but it's not to depress you. God gets His voice is a voice of joy. And in that voice, you get joy and you get strength because God's going to tell you who you are, even though you're not there yet. And it's going to bring joy into your spirit because you know, I can't get there by myself, but with the help of the Lord, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Somebody give God some praise in this house. Why do I want to hear God's voice, Pastor? Because His voice is creative. He has a creative voice. God spoke the entire universe into existence with just four words. What do you mean by that? Four words. Count them. Let there be light. Light is the origin of vision. If you don't have light, you can't see. And if there's not light, there's not photosynthesis. Which means there's not food. Light is Alpha and light is Omega. I got to tell you something real quick. This is cool. Embryologists, these doctors who study embryos, they have found out through discovery and research, this is so cool, that they have literally watched when conception takes place. And when the sperm goes to the egg, that egg emits literally billions of xenic lights and sparks. These embryologists, I've got somebody shaking her head back here. Embryologists say that when the sperm connects the egg, there is literal sparks that happen and billions of little lights that emit when that sperm hits that egg. It all goes back to God said, let there be light. And when He said, let there be light, He was also speaking about you because He created a spark in you. He gave you light. He gave you life. That is awesome to me. I recently read where I believe the man's name is Edwin Hubble. And he's the guy that basically they named the Hubble telescope after him. And the Hubble telescope has been in space and it has taken incredible pictures and given these scientists unbelievable pictures of the universe. And here's why this is important, because that Hubble telescope has discovered that there are 200 billion galaxies. This is about to blow your mind. Science says that it would take you 93 billion light years to reach the end of the universe. Here's what I believe with all of my heart. When God said, let there be light, it was a creative force and it kept on creating. And it kept on creating. And it's still creating to this day. I think I have Bible for it. The scripture says, and of his kingdom, there shall never be an end. And so the galaxies just keep on expanding and keep on getting bigger. Brothers and sisters, that's the kind of God that you serve. And if it just took four words to create this universe, then what are we worried about? Because his voice spoke to a blind man and those eyes could see. And his voice spoke to a leper and he was cleansed. And his voice spoke to a man that had been dead for 4 days and Lazarus gets out of a grave, all because the voice of God is creative. It's power. Talking this morning about one voice. That's the voice that I want all of us to hear. I'm going to be open with you this morning. I'm not really interested in hearing the voice of the news media. Because so much now what you hear is all negative. I'm not really concerned about hearing the voice of social media, because it's all about he said, she said. And if you've watched any reality TV shows lately, you wonder how stupid can people be and still breathe. I'm serious. And so many want their voice to be heard, but they have absolutely nothing to say. And it amazes me, brothers and sisters, how that we Christians will tune in for 6 hours. The average time a person watches TV today is 6 hours a day. That may not be you. You may watch it two. You may watch it three. You may watch it less. Here's my question. How can we afford to spend 2, 4, 6 hours a day on any type of media and yet not take a 1 hour or 30 minutes in order to hear the voice of God? Because if you want people to listen to your voice, you first need to hear His voice. Because so few people have anything to say and yet they want to be heard. I'm just presenting to you, before you go another day in this month, you ought to make up in your mind, I don't want to drift through 2018. I want to have direction. And God's voice gives you direction. It lets you know His will for your life. It lets you know He loves you no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, and no matter who you are. Can I get a witness? Think back. When you were dating, how many of you ever dated? Let me see your hand. You ever dated? All right. Think back when you were dating. You remember, why did you spend hours on the phone? Come on, I need some honest folk here this morning. Why did you spend hours on the phone? Talk to me. Because you love that person. You love the sound of their voice. Yo, I'm going to tell you a true story. I remember being in my bedroom. I called Janet. It was late. And I called her and I said, hey, just, you know what? Just talk to me. Y'all, this is bad. This is bad. I said, just talk to me, Janet. I love the sound of your voice. I said, if you don't mind, I'm being truthful with you. I'm not lying. If you don't mind, just keep talking because I want to go to sleep hearing your voice. Six months later, you're going, shut up. Dear God, do you always have to run your mouth? My God, give my ears a break. Yeah, that's a true story. Not making it up. And I did. I actually fell asleep with Janet on the other end, and I heard her screaming, Wayne, did you fall asleep? Yeah, I sure did. Good night. I love you. But I wanted to hear her voice. Let me ask you a question. Why were we so enraptured by our lover's voice, and yet we distance ourselves from his voice? Talk to me, somebody. I know that if you were raised like me, you were raised up thinking that God's always angry at you, that He's always out to get you, that He's always out to punish you. But can I tell you, there's a different side of God than that. Yes, that's the Old Testament side. God stayed angry often because Jesus hadn't gone to the cross. But let me tell you this and remind you of something. When Jesus went to the cross, God placed all of His anger on His Son. And what He did, He put everything that should have come to us on Jesus. And He gave us everything that should have gone to His Son. And so if God ever does get angry, what does He do? He looks at His Son and it reminds His Son. It reminds Him of what Jesus did on the cross. And His anger now is placated. And what He sees is the blood. That's what He sees. He sees the blood. So I'm here to tell you, though you may have been raised rough and hard, and a preacher may have gotten up like many times I was subject to in church, God's going to get you. And if you're not careful, you're going to hell. We do believe there is a hell, but that's not the good news. The good news is that Jesus went to the cross so you wouldn't have to go there. The good news is that you can go to the cross and bring Him all that old ugly sin and He'll give you salvation. The good news is He'll take that old garment of self-righteousness and He'll give you His garment of pure righteousness. The good news is you can come in a sinner and He'll give you His holiness. That's called the great exchange. See, that's why you want to hear the voice of God. Then the only thing more important than talking to God is listening to God. Why is that important, Pastor? Because it turns a monologue into a dialogue. And here's what I do now. When I'm done praying, what I do now is I just get still. I just get quiet. I try to take 10 minutes or 15 minutes and just get still. Why? Because the scripture says, be still and know that I am God. Are you with me? You know, I read a very fascinating story. I want to share it with you. It's about a French doctor. His name, you can Google this. His name is Dr. Alfred Tomatis. T-O-M-A-T-I-S. Dr. Alfred Tomatis. And there was this very well-known opera singer that had mysteriously lost his ability to hit certain notes, even though those certain notes were in his range. And this doctor, he was a specialist when it come to the nose and the ear and the throat. So he came to this opera singer, came to this well-known doctor, and he told him the problem. Now, all the other doctors had thought that it was just a vocal problem. Well, there's something wrong with your vocal cords. That's why you can't reach those notes. But Dr. Tomatis, he thought otherwise. And so he discovered through this instrument that he had, he discovered that the average opera singer can reach 140 decibels within 3 feet. Now that's powerful. Here's the analogy. That's slightly louder than a military jet taken off of an aircraft carrier. That's how loud it is. And since he discovered how loud this man's voice was, that discovery led to a diagnosis. And the diagnosis was this. Are you ready? The opera singer had been deafened by the sound of his own voice. He had been deafened by the sound of his own voice. Nathan will know this. If you can't hear a note, you can't sing a note. That's why we have monitors so our singers can hear. That's why they have an inner ear so they can hear it. Because if they can't hear the note, they can't sing the note. Now, with that in mind, here's what I want to ask you. Is it possible that we perceive this is a spiritual problem, but it's actually a hearing problem? Ears that have been deafened to the voice of God. It's that our inability to hear His voice causes us to lose our voice, and then it causes us to lose our way. And many people say that God doesn't speak to to people like he used to. But let me ask you this question. Would you agree with me that in this room at this very moment, there's Fox News waves running through this audience? Would you agree with that? Would you agree that there's in this audience here right now, there are radio waves that if we tuned in, we could get a rock station, we could get a country station, we could get a gospel station, we could get talk radio. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that running through the waves of this room, there's ABC, there's NBC, there's CBS, there's Discovery Channel. Is that correct? Okay. Yes, you know why that you know that? Because if you simply tune into it, you can get it, even in the house of God. It's not, brothers and sisters, that God is not speaking in the 21st century. Here's the problem. We're not tuning in. Because your God is a speaking God. And the reason why we don't hear Fox News, and the reason why we don't see Fox News, is because we're not tuned in to Fox News. You have to decide, what do I want to hear? Because all of these voices are competing for your ear. Social media, news, family, friends, billboards, everything is competing for your ear. And you have to decide, what am I going to tune into? You have to take the time to tune in to God, because hearing God is the solution to 1,000 problems. Can I get a witness? If your life this morning is off key, maybe it's because you've been deafened by self-talk. Talk that's negative. Here's how it goes. You've talked so long to yourself, well, I can't do that. And I'm not smart enough. I'm not educated enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not handsome enough. And you keep talking that, and it becomes so loud that it deafens the voice of the Spirit. Can I get a witness? God is speaking, ladies and gentlemen, and he speaks through Scripture. One point that he speaks is in Ephesians 2 and 10. One translation says, you are God's masterpiece. If you look at your neighbor right now and tell them you're God's masterpiece, you know what they're going to do? They're going to start laughing. Tell them, you're God's masterpiece. Yeah. You know what people do? They smile. They're like, oh yeah, right. I'm God's masterpiece. Look at this. We look in the mirror and we see a zit and we say, how can I be God's masterpiece? We see an age spot. We see a growth. Brothers and sisters, God's not looking on your physical. He's looking inside your heart. He's looking at what he's creating you to be. And he's calling you a masterpiece. And yet we talk about we're nothing. We can't do this. We're not smart enough. We're not educated enough. We were born on the wrong side of the tracks. And if we're not careful, that voice will be so loud that it will deafen the voice of God that says, no, you're not. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, you're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. You're special. I brought you out of darkness. I brought you into this marvelous light. I filled you with my Spirit. You're my son. You're my daughter. I got a great plan for your life. Maybe you've been listening to the voices of criticism way too long and you can't believe anything else about yourself, and you think, well, you know what? I'm just a nobody. You Hope House guys, the enemy would love to convince you that you're just a nobody. You've made too many mistakes. You've got too many failures. You've done it wrong too many times. You just feel like, well, you know what? I'm just so ashamed of myself. Or maybe it's the voice of condemnation that speaks such lies as God could never use you. You've messed up. God can never use you. If you don't silence those competing voices, they'll eventually deafen you. If we turned on 50 different radio stations here this morning, turned them all blaring loud, you probably couldn't make out any of the 15 because they're all just become just one huge nothing. You're going to have to, one by one, turn off the voices of yesterday. Turn off the voices of negativity. Turn off the voices of people that don't believe in you. Turn off the voice of Satan screaming in your head. And one by one, go through and say, I'm not listening to that voice. I'm not listening to condemnation voice. I'm not listening to negativity voices. I'm not listening to the voice that tells me what I can't do. I'm going to hear the voice of God this year that tells me I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Those old things have passed away. Come on, somebody, give God some praise in this house. Can I preach to you for a few minutes? Do you understand that the devil's a liar? The devil is a liar. And if you listen to Satan's voice, here's what Satan's voice will do to you. If you're making notes, you ought to write these down. Satan's voice rushes you. You feel like, I got to do this. And it rushes you. You better go do this. It rushes you. It pushes you. Satan's voice frightens you. When you hear the voice of Satan, you know what it does? It brings fear into your life. Well, what about if this don't work out? And what about if this don't happen? And did I really hear God tell me to step out in faith? Satan is all about trying to get you to be afraid. So you'll toss and turn at night and not get a good night's rest and not have a smile on your face and joy in your heart. He wants you to listen to all the negative voices that says we can't do this. Here God brought all the people out from Egypt. He showed his mighty power with the great plagues of Egypt and God delivered them. And now they get to the Red Sea and all they can talk about is negativity. Did you bring us out here to die in this wilderness? All of a sudden, that's how people are. People can be very negative. Very negative. You mean we're gonna build an event center and it's going to cost this much? Oh my God, I don't know if we can do that. Listen, I'm here to tell you, you know what you do? You put your lunch in the Lord's hands and it may only be 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but if you'll just give God what you got, that may be 1,000, it may be 2,000, it may be 500. It doesn't matter. If you put it in the hands of God, He'll break it, He'll bless it, He'll multiply it, and you can see what God can do with just your little bit. Come on, negative voices. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear that our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. You say, Pastor, let's be real. It's like Brother Tyler Stevenson said, all the real people are negative. Let's be real. We're going to be real. We're going to calculate. We're going to do things right. But at the end of the day, if God don't build the house, then guess what? It's not going to get built. And if God don't add to it and bless it and multiply it, guess what? All we've got is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Can I get a witness? Oh, y'all getting quiet now, aren't you? Satan lied to Eve. He lied to Jesus, and he's lying to you. And you have to decide, am I going to keep hearing that voice about what I can't do, what I don't have, what I'll never be? Here's why you want to hear the voice of God. Let me back up. Here's also what Satan's voice will do. It'll discourage you. Satan's voice is never about lifting you up. It's always about putting you down. His voice will oppress you. His voice will condemn you. But here's what God's voice does. Are you ready? Here's why you got to hear the voice of God. You ready? His voice, it steals you. And this is what you do. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I just know I have a peace in here. And even though I'm in a storm, I know everything's going to be all right. You got to come to a place where people are talking about you and saying all kinds of things. You got to toughen up to realize if God be for you, who can be against you? You got to get tough and realize, you know what? God doesn't ride this roller coaster, and my worth is not based off of who likes me and who don't like me. We all are gifted differently, but we're all valued the same. God loves every person in here the same. You could win the world and God wouldn't love you anymore. See, Pentecostals, for the most part, don't believe that because we believe in a performance-based religion. But I'm here to tell you, according to the Scripture, God loves you. And His approval of you is not based off of whether anyone likes you or not. You gotta hush that voice inside your head and realize, you know what? He steals me. And promotion doesn't come, the Scripture says, from the east or the west. Promotion comes from God. And as long as I know God loves me, then be still and know that I am God. I can walk in peace and I can walk in victory and I can walk in faith because His voice reassures you. I'm with you. Go forward. I'm with you. His voice enlightens you. It gives you dreams. It gives you visions. His voice speaks direction to you, and all you need is one voice from the Lord, and it gives you direction. His voice comforts you. His voice calms you, and His voice convicts you. That's what God's voice does. Every day, brothers and sisters, you will decide whose voice you're going to listen to. What voice is going to be the loudest in your life? People, negativity, people. Some people, if you gave them a $100 bill, it wouldn't be green enough. Because they've been negative most of their life. They can't find anything positive. Don't hang around that. I know this word is getting on some people. Because that's you. Instead of throwing it off, you need to examine yourself. You need to ask yourself the question, what is it like to be me? What is it like to be me? Am I always speaking negative? Why do I find the negative in everything? Why do you allow people to come and dump their garbage on you? Oh, it's going to get quiet. I just attract negative people. You know why? Because you're unhealthy. The healthier you get, guess what? The more unhealthy people walk away from you. You say, what do you mean by that? Here's what I mean by that. Guess what? If a guy wants to get drunk, he don't go to a guy he knows has been sober all his life. If a guy wants to go smoke some weed, you know where he goes to? He goes to guys that he knows smoke weed. Man, let's get plastered tonight. A weed smoking dude is not going to go to Sister Baggett. This is not going to happen. An alcoholic's not going to come knock on Sister June's door and say, let's go party tonight, sis. Not going to happen. You know why? Because they're healthy. That's not who they are. So that's not who weed tokers and wild turkey drinkers. They ain't going to their houses. They're going to somebody that will party with them. Why do negative people keep coming? Because you're opening yourself up for that negativity. You need to look at them and say, you know what? I love you. God loves you. But, you know, I'm just not into hearing that voice. This is my mantra for this year. My personal mantra is I'm trying to cut off every voice, media, news, sports, so that I can hear the voice of God. When I come to this pulpit, I want a fresh word from the Lord for you. You deserve that. And that's what I want to do for you. I want to hear one voice, one voice. And I'm asking you this morning, what voices are the loudest in your life? If God's voice is not the loudest in your life, then that's a problem. Because finding our voice starts with hearing His voice. I'm able to speak this morning because I know that that's what the Lord put in my spirit. Here's the seven-word prayer. Here's a seven-word prayer that can change your life. It's found in our text. It can change your life. Are you ready for it? Seven-word prayer. Here it is. It'll change your life. Speak, Lord, Thy servant heareth. I don't need to hear what this one says. And though I listen to my wife and I'll listen to you, I'll listen. I will not turn a deaf ear to your voice, to my wife's voice, to other voices. But at the end of the day, what's got to be the most important is what is the Lord saying? What is God saying? What is the direction that God wants for me? And if you today will determine in your life that from this day forward, you're going to pray a seven-word prayer, speak, Lord. for thy servant is listening, then I promise you it's going to begin to change your life. Simply put, God speaks the loudest when we're the quietest. You say, how do you know that? Because in 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 11, here's what the scripture says. And the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore into the mountains, and it broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not even in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a great fire. But the Lord wasn't in the fire. After all that had died down, here's what the Lord was in. The Lord was in the still, small voice. And you guys, in being open with you, I have spent hours upon hours in prayer. And once I was done, I just left. I've totally changed the way that I am praying. In the fact that when I feel like that I'm done praying, then I get quiet. Because any relationship is more than a dialogue. It's more than just a monologue. It's a dialogue. It's not you just speaking to God. It's God speaking to you. And you can get your word out and God can show you something because it's manna and it will feed you for that day. And you'll be like, man, you got to hear what God showed me. Why, that was God speaking to you. And so now what I do is I get quiet. I get very still. Don't think I'm being mystical, but there's sometimes I'll put on a small little bit of music and I'll even light a candle. And I'll just get very still. I want to hear the voice of the Lord. I want it to speak into my spirit. I want it to bring peace because so much is going on in the world. Are y'all with me? I'm saying so much is going on in the world, and if I let myself hear all that, I can get myself worked up. I can lose my joy. I can lose my peace based off of what I'm hearing. So I just choose to turn those voices down, turn them off, not listen. And I just want to tune in to the voice of the Lord and say, Lord, speak, speak. Where does God speak? He doesn't speak to your mind. That's where the devil speaks. God speaks to your spirit. This is where God speaks. Many times when you say, man, I got a gut impression. Boy, I really feel it in my gut. Many times that is the voice of God speaking to you. You got to tune in, though. And guess what? You can't tune in until you get quiet. There's actually a science now, a science of interruption. And they are finding out that we are interrupted every 3 minutes of our life now. Interrupted. Constantly being interrupted. Telephone call. A text. Somebody walks in the room. Somebody said something. This moved. And your eyes go to it. 3 minutes. Every 3 minutes we're being interrupted. When is the last time? When is the last time that you got alone with God, closed the door, turned down the lights, and just sat there to hear the voice of God? I'm hurrying. But brothers and sisters, I hope you get this. Because if you can stand to listen to 2 hours of social media, why can't we take the time to get all the negative voices out of our head and hear what God would have to say to us? God still speaks to people. Would you stand this morning? Thank you for your time. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord.
We pray that today's message has blessed you. For more about TPC DeQuincy, go to our website, tpcdq.church. Please join us Wednesday night at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 6 p.m. TPC is located at 301 West 4th Street in DeQuincy. TPC, loving God and loving people.